Thank you for listening to an audio recording from the Midwest Genealogy Center's Tell Me a Story program, an initiative dedicated to preserving America's history through the timeless practice of oral storytelling. To learn more about the Tell Me a Story program, including how you can add your own story to the collection, visit MidwestGenealogyCenter.org/tellmeastory. On behalf of the Midwest Genealogy Center and Mid-Continent Public Library, we hope you enjoy the following story.
My name is John Skelton, and I am here today. Today is the 13th of July, 2022, and I am here with my sister-in-law, and would you please state your name?
I'm Patricia Brashear.
Okay. And your maiden name?
Wagner.
Okay. All right. That's fine. All right. You don't have to be so stiff. Okay.
I'm a stiff.
No, I didn't say you were a stiff.
Oh.
So I'm going to interview you. I'm going to ask you some questions about yourself. One of the things I want to know is, where's your mom's family from? Do you know? It can be just the city or...
I think most of them were from Lacoma, Missouri, around Lacoma.
Uh-huh. Okay. And what about your dad's family?
Rural Rolla, Missouri.
Rural Rolla. Okay. All right. Did you guys have any traditions that was passed down in your family, things that you did? Any traditions like around holidays or just general?
We always had dinners and get-togethers on holidays, birthdays, sometimes anniversaries, special occasions that happened. Mom would always cook big meals, or wherever we were going, they would have big meals and we would all get together.
Your mom was a cooker, wasn't she?
Yes, she was. She was a very good cook, and she cooked a lot.
I remember she always cooked an awful, awful lot.
She always tried to make something special at each dinner that a certain person would like.
Okay. In your family, did you have any favorite relatives?
Oh, yeah, my grandma Leonard.
Okay.
She was my mom's mom.
Uh-huh.
And her husband, my granddad.
Now, what were their names?
May and Earl.
May and Earl.
And that wasn't their real names, but that was the names they went by.
Okay. Were they secret identity? I mean, what was this?
No.
Oh.
No. Their real names were Anna Mae and Walter Earl.
Okay.
The last name was Leonard.
Uh-huh.
I had an Aunt Sadie that I really was fond of. And she had a little girl that was my age that I used to play with a lot. And my mom had some double cousins, and one of them had a daughter that I used to play with a lot. And
so you always liked visiting your relatives?
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah, okay, all right.
When I was with my grandma and granddad, which I was quite a bit, we would go visiting relatives a lot.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm.
You say you were with your grandma and granddad a lot?
Yes.
Why was that?
Well, when I was 18 months old.
Uh-huh.
My mom had twins, and she needed a lot of help, of course.
Okay.
And I would spend a lot of time at my grandma and granddad's house to help my mom out. And I was with them a lot until I started school. And then after I started school, I was with them a lot on weekends, and holidays, and things like that.
So your mom spent a lot of time at your grandma and granddad's?
Well, not my mom, I did.
Oh, you did, mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
But then she was at home with the twins.
She was at home with the twins, yeah.
Okay, all righty. Now, they were like a year after you were born.
A little over a year.
A year and 7 months.
Yeah.
Okay. And so you kind of like had instant playmates right there, didn't you?
Yes. Yes.
That was very helpful.
Yes. Sometimes it went smoothly and sometimes not.
Well, did Grandma and Granddad ever have any favorite stories they like to tell you, or songs or jokes or...
Well, my grandma was a whistler. She whistled a lot.
Oh, yeah.
And she would whistle a lot of religious songs, hymns. She hummed. She hummed and whistled, but I don't remember her singing. And Granddad also whistled a lot. I don't remember what tunes he whistled, but and Granddad played the harmonica.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. But he was kind of stubborn about playing it. He had to really be in the mood to do it. He wouldn't just do it when you'd ask him to play it. He had to be in the mood to do it.
Interesting.
And stories. Stories. Did they tell me any stories? I'm sure they did about their parents, because they both came from fairly large families, and I'm sure from time to time they would tell me family stories, but I don't remember any of them.
Okay.
Granddad killed a horse. Granddad killed a horse with a rock.
Oh. Yeah, my granddad did kill a horse with a rock. He didn't mean to kill the horse. He threw the rock at the horse, I guess, to scare him. And he hit him just right in the right place in the head, and it killed him.
Oh, my goodness.
And one time, he stooped over in front of a horse, and it bit him in the head. Wasn't that granddad? I think that was granddad, too.
Really?
It got bit by a horse.
Wow. Wow.
And
now,
I don't remember Grandma having any. Grandma was from such a big family that they had to work hard on the farm, and so did Granddad. They all worked really hard on their farms.
Well, now, did you have any interaction with your grandparents, like your dad's dad and mother?
Not really. We were not around him at all, except...
holiday?
At Christmas time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and we were not close to him at all. He was... My dad didn't have a good childhood, mainly because of his dad.
Oh.
And so they didn't ever get along, even after us kids were born. And just never was close to him. I didn't know much about him.
Now, you were born on March the 30th.
Uh-huh.
What do you remember from that day? I had thought, you know,
I don't remember anything from that day.
Okay. All right. Let's carry on.
March
30th. let me ask you, what is your earliest memory?
Oh, my.
Going back?
It was probably playing with my my twin brother and sister.
Uh-huh.
We did, even though we were fairly young, we would sometimes we would fight and sometimes we would be on really good terms. But I remember a lot about my family, but I can't remember a specific memory.
Okay, what and how has your life turned out to be different than what you'd imagined?
Oh my!
What did you imagine your life would turn out to be?
Well, I figured that I would work and have a family and be married, and I never planned on having two husbands. And my two boys, of course, were very important to me, which I really wanted kids.
Uh-huh.
How has it turned out differently? I don't know.
That sounds like it just turned out the way that you imagined it would.
Sort of.
Yeah, okay. Who were your favorite relatives?
I think you already asked me that. My grandma and granddad. Cousins that were playmates. My Aunt Sadie. Actually, she was a great aunt. Aunt Carrie.
Aunt
Carrie.
Yeah.
And I wish that I had talked to them more. They were very interesting people. But, you know, when you're young, you don't think about asking them certain questions. And then before you know it, they're gone. And you think, oh, I wish I had talked to them about certain things. But Aunt Carrie was a very interesting person. She never married. She lived a long way from her work. She had a little shop in town, but she lived on the outskirts of town, and she walked to work every day, and she walked home every day, unless she was lucky enough to get a ride with somebody. And she was sort of peculiar. She dressed peculiarly. She she had a sort of a funny little laugh, and just very interesting.
Was she, where did she work?
She owned a shop. It was an undergarment shop.
Sewing shop.
And
didn't she do some sewing?
Oh, yeah, and she did alterations. Yeah, and she owned that shop for many, many, many years. That was her life, really.
Huh.
And her cats. She had cats.
Okay.
She was very interesting. She was a sister to my grandpa that I didn't know very well.
Oh, okay.
And she had... This is something that needs to be in there. She had a brother and sister-in-law, and a niece and a nephew who were killed in a train wreck in Rolla. They were all killed except the oldest boy was supposed to be with them, but he was late getting ready that morning and they ran off and left him. So he was the only survivor of his family.
This is Harry Wagner?
Harry Wagner, yes. And he stayed with Aunt Carrie some, didn't he? And who else did he stay with?
Grandma Wagner, I think.
My Grandma Wagner, I think he probably stayed with. He just kind of stayed wherever.
Sure.
And he ended up going to California. He and a friend of his rode a motorcycle to California. And they were hoping to find work out there. And I don't think they found work there, but they met people. And one, Harry got hired by the picture frame factory hired him back in Detroit, Michigan. And he spent his working life there, and he ended up being the president of the company. He did very well for himself, lived in Detroit most of his life.
Okay. Wow. All right, well, I'll get some basic questions here. Where were you born?
I was born in Waynesville, Missouri.
Okay. And why Waynesville? Weren't your parents in Rolla?
My parents were in Rolla, and at that time, Rolla did not have a hospital. The patients, the maternity patients, were sent to Waynesville, which did have a hospital.
Oh, okay. But you grew up in Rolla?
Grew up in Rolla.
Okay, what was it like? Mm-hmm.
Oh, Rolla was a nice place. Good school. I liked school. Some good teachers. Mostly good teachers. We walked to town. I mean, it wasn't like it is now. You didn't have a lot of violence. And we walked city streets, and we walked to the library, we walked to go shopping, we walked to pay bills for mom,
The bowling alley?
Yes, we walked to the bowling alley.
Movies?
We rode our bikes all over town. We walked home from school with friends, and they carried our books for us if we were lucky. And it was just a nice, quiet town.
All right. By the way, when were you born?
I was born in March 30th, 1947.
Okay. And this is going to be a fun question. What were your parents like?
Oh, my goodness. They were loving parents. They really were. They were strict. They were fairly strict on us.
Uh-huh.
And they didn't mind spankings. We did, they didn't. We had to ask permission before we did certain things. We couldn't just go anywhere with anybody, you know. They were cautious. Anything else, Barb?
Well, how is your relationship to your parents?
Good. Yeah, I had a good relationship with them.
When you, if you ever got into trouble, and I'm sure you did.
Yes.
Who would you go to first to tell, or who would you look to?
Mom.
Mom?
Mm-hmm.
Why is that?
She was more level-headed, calmer, more understanding. Dad would be more the type to fly off the handle and probably be upset with us and things like that. So it would be Mom.
What was the worst thing you ever did?
The worst thing I ever did, the thing that really sticks in my mind, because Dad got so mad at me. I was cleaning one day, and we had this register, furnace register, in the floor, and I took the grate off of it, and I took the vacuum, and I vacuumed it all out, like I was instructed.
Okay.
But I got kind of distracted, and I turned around, and I stepped down in that, where the grate was, and I tore the furnace loose, and it was something that Dad had to fix.
Uh-oh.
And I was very upset about it, very upset about it, and he was more upset about it.
Mm.
He did a lot of yelling and screaming at me, and why don't you pay attention to what you're doing, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
First, Mom, Dad wasn't home when it happened, but Mom was. And Mom was pretty upset with me, too, so I was scared to death. But that's the worst thing that I can remember that I ever really got in a lot of trouble for.
Now, how old were you when that happened?
Oh, I was probably maybe 14, 15, okay. Something like that.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Shoe polish.
Shoe polish?
Oh, yes, shoe polish. I guess I was polishing my shoes, and I spilled the polish. I was doing this in my bed.
Okay.
And I spilled the shoe polish right in the middle of my bed. Black shoe polish all over my bedspread, all over my dog that I had on my bed.
Oh, okay.
And oh my goodness, Mom and Dad were so upset with me. They were really upset with me.
What were your siblings like as you were growing up?
Well, we got along pretty well. my sister, I got along better with my brother, really, than my sister. My sister liked to really pick on me. And she had fingernails that were like claws, and she knew how to use them. And she threw a metal notebook ring at me and hit me on the hand and made a scar. I think I still got it. And we did not get along too well together, but my brother and I, we got along pretty good.
Well, how would you describe yourself as your child? Were you happy?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Pretty much happy.
Yeah.
Okay. What's your best memory of childhood?
Well, it was when we would go on picnics.
Which park?
We went all over. We went to Lions Club, Merrimack Springs, Bueller, later we would go to Frisco once in a while.
So you like going to parks and eating out?
Yeah. And, what else was I going to say?
The carnival?
Carnival?
Yeah, carnival. Swimming pool. We got to go swimming. If we got all of our work done during the week, on Fridays we got to go to the swimming pool.
Now, what kind of work are you talking about?
And we did farm work. We went to Granddad's farm and we picked vegetables and we would clean them and get them ready for Mom to freeze or make jelly or make pickles or can or whatever. And we got fresh corn from Illinois sometimes, and we had to shuck it. Mainly Betty and Mom and I, we had to wash clothes and iron them, hang them out, iron them. This took us the biggest part of 3 days sometimes, because we ironed a lot. And Mom always had to have the floors clean before we started ironing, so sometimes we had to help clean the floors, clean the house.
If we did
all of that, we did a good job and everything, and we didn't get in too much trouble. We got to go swimming on Fridays.
Okay. Did you have a nickname?
A nickname?
Yes.
Yeah. My granddad called me Pootie.
Pootie?
Mm-hmm. Pootie or Pood.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes it was Patty.
Uh-huh.
Patty Poo part of the time. Yeah, that's about it, I guess.
Who are your best friends?
Who were my best friends? Linda Cobalt, Pat Prouty. I had several of them. I can't remember.
Okay. Well, with those that you do remember.
Those are two that I really remember that I used to go to sleepovers. I'd go to their houses and they'd come to my house once in a while.
What were they like? Yeah.
Very similar to me. Linda and I bowled on a bowling league together and I went to her house. Her mom was she was one of our kind of instructors on our bowling league, and she took us to a tournament one time. And Pat Prouty was I went to Sunday school and Bible school with her, and we were just good friends. I'd go to her house. She'd come to my house once in a while.
Okay. How would you describe a perfect day when you were young? What would be perfect for Pat?
Well, it would be in the summertime, probably. We had a park close to our house, and they had a summer day program that where we played games and we did things like badminton, croquet, card games. It was all the neighborhood kids, and I liked to do that. And then I liked to ride my bike around town. That was a pretty good day. And on school days, I liked walking to school, walking home from school.
But not school.
I liked school.
Oh,
did you? I liked school, yeah. And getting the boys to carry my books for me. And I had this one boy, and we were just good friends. I mean, we were never boyfriend and girlfriend, but somehow we always end up walking home together, and he would carry my books. His name was Ed Brewer. He was a very good friend.
Oh. Wow. In school, did you have any favorite teachers?
Yes, I liked Mrs. Wilson. I liked not Miss Hunt. Oh, who were my favorites? I really liked Mrs. Wilson.
What did she teach?
She taught English.
What grade?
Seventh or eighth.
Okay.
And, who else?
How about Mrs. Randolph?
Huh?
Mrs. Randolph.
No. Oh, favorite teachers. You know, I can't even remember some of them.
Well, let's...
Mrs. She taught shorthand. I can't remember now. Mr. Whitaker, he was a pretty good teacher.
Okay.
He taught bookkeeping. And the typing teacher, I liked her, Miss... Can't remember her name.
Let me ask you this. Do you have any favorite stories from your childhood? Any favorite stories at all?
I'm going to pass on that one. I can't think of any.
Okay. All right. That's fine. That's fine. Who was the most important person in your life? Can you tell us about him or her?
Most important person would have been Mom.
Uh-huh.
She was very, very good to us. She taught us a lot. In fact, I guess everything I know I learned from her. She taught us to keep house, to cook, to take care of kids, to just about everything we did. Dad worked a lot. He worked all the time. I did learn some stuff from him, though, by just watching him.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. But Mom was most important. She did the most for us and taught us the most.
Well, that's good. That's good. Well, I just wondered, too, what it was like. Well, first off, when did you leave home?
When did I leave home?
Yeah, and how old were you?
I was 18 when I got married.
Okay, right out of high school.
Right, yeah.
And you had known John in high school, John
mm-hmm.
Tillett?
Yeah.
Okay, pretty much all the way through high school.
Yeah.
Did he ever get upset when somebody else carried your books?
Actually, the book carrying went on before I knew John, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't remember him getting upset.
Do you remember John from grade school at all? Or was he there?
I didn't know him until... I don't think he was there until junior high. Or I didn't know him anyway before then.
Okay. All right. So, junior high and senior high is when you dated?
Just high school.
Just high school?
That's when we dated, yeah.
Okay, all right. Did you ever think that you'd get married right out of high school?
No. No, I really didn't.
Would you have done something differently?
I had planned to go to nursing school.
Oh, did you?
When I got out of high school, but then
Yeah.
I decided to get married instead.
Well, now, what made you think about nursing school? Was there somebody that influenced you, or?
My friend, Pat Prouty, she was going to go to nursing school, and she got me interested in it.
Uh-huh.
And she ended up being a doctor.
Really?
Yes. Yes, she did. She got me interested in it.
Where would you have gone to nursing school?
Probably Springfield.
Oh, really?
They had, it was called John Burge School of Nursing, then.
Yeah.
But it's now, it goes by a different name.
Okay. Do you think that, do you think your parents would have agreed to that?
They didn't want me. They really didn't want me to do anything, I don't think. But I was always interested in business and everything, too. So when I got out of high school, I got my first job typing notes to, then it was Missouri School of Mines.
Okay.
I think.
Yeah.
Or was it?
No, it was probably.
Anyway, I typed notes to alumni about upcoming get-togethers or whatever.
Sure.
And I did very well at that job, and then the word got around that I was a good employee, and then I applied for a job. That job ran out. So I applied for a job at Rolla State Bank, and I got the job there. And I worked there until I got a job at Fort Leonard Wood.
Okay.
And I worked there.
What did you do at Fort Leonard Wood?
At Fort Leonard Wood, I was a I was a court recorder.
Really?
Court recorder. I took shorthand notes at trials, and then I was responsible for typing them out perfectly, no mistakes, and they were put in a permanent record for the trial.
Wow.
I did that for a while, and then that job kind of fizzled out there. They went on to using more machines, and they didn't need a stenographer.
Right.
And then I had my first baby, my first boy, and I was home with him, and then I had another boy, and 5 years later, so I mostly stayed home with my kids then. And then I got a job bookkeeping, and then I got a job, let's see, I think my next job was working at a restaurant. I was a cleaning lady and that sort of thing at a restaurant. And then I went to work at a gas company as a office manager. And then I decided to go to school to be a, I really didn't know what I was going to be, but it was going to be something in the medical office.
Okay.
And I ended up being a transcriptionist, and I started doing that at the Rolla Hospital. And then I got a job at the Fort Leonard Wood Hospital.
Okay.
And I worked there for 20 some years and retired from there.
Oh, did you? What about, did you ever work at Phelps Regional?
Yeah, that was in Rolla. Yeah. Oh. Yeah, I worked there for about a year and a half.
Okay.
But it was a long drive for me because I still lived in
Waynesville.
And so when I got a chance to go to Fort Leonard Wood, it was a lot shorter drive, so I took that job.
I understand. Let me ask you about your children. When did you first find out that you'd be a parent?
When I first found out I'd be a parent was in 1969.
How'd you feel?
No, it was 1968, because he was born in 1969. I was happy.
Were you?
Very happy, yeah.
Happy to bring that little boy home, huh?
Yeah.
Can you talk about the moment when you saw your child for the very first time?
Oh, my goodness. Well, it was very, very exciting. And we had a little problem with him. I had been sick during pregnancy with preeclampsia.
Mm-hmm.
And so when he was first born, he didn't breathe right off. I had been bedfast for a couple of months before he was born. And he didn't breathe at first. And so it was kind of scary right at first. And it was a little while before I could see him. So it was very exciting when I got to see him for the first time. I was so happy. I was really happy when I heard him cry for the first time. Because it was kind of touch and go. I was very upset because I knew something was wrong because I hadn't heard him cry.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was very excited after that.
Well, do you remember, let's see, Jason was your last child. Do you remember when he left home for good?
When Jason left home?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Or did he leave first, or did Johnny leave first?
Johnny left first.
Oh, okay.
That's when he and Kelly got married, and they lived with Kelly's mom and dad. And then they both worked at the Lee factory.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, where did they go after? After they moved out of Kelly's mom and dad's, they moved into a trailer. And they were, I guess the first place they lived was next door to us. And and Jason moved out right after, he lived at home for a while after high school. He was working at H.G. Lee, too. And then he was going to school, taking
That's okay.
To be a law enforcement officer.
Okay, right.
And he had a friend that lived closer to where he worked at H.D. Lee. And they moved in together in Richland. And that didn't work out, so he moved back home. And then to go to the police academy, and it was close to St. Louis. I don't remember the town. He moved in with his dad and his stepmom then. to go to school there. And criminal justice is what I was trying to think of. And then Johnny ended up moving there too.
Yeah.
So they both ended up down here close to their dad. And that's how I got here.
By the way, what is this place? What do you call this community?
Twin Oaks Senior Living.
Twin Oaks Senior Living in Wentzville, Missouri.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Very nice place.
Well, just out of curiosity, we already got into about some of the things that you worked, some of the work that you did. Now, tell me this story about the FBI.
Oh. Let's see, when did that happen? That was right after high school. And I had done really well on some kind of test I took. I don't remember what it was now. And there was a man that went to church with my mom and dad. And when he found out that I did so well on this test, he offered me a job with the FBI. But I would have had to move to Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
And being a small hometown girl, my parents did not think I would do well in a big city, and neither did I.
Oh, you didn't either?
I didn't, no. And I really, really would have liked the job, I think, but I didn't think I would do well in the city, so I turned it down.
You just didn't like cities in general, or?
I wasn't used to a city. Rolla was not that big. And I had never been in a big city before except to travel through it. And I just was not comfortable with that.
Okay, all right. Well, that happens, I know. Do you have any favorite stories from your childhood?
Oh, I remember the first contest I ever entered, and I was only in the fourth grade, and it was fire prevention week, and we had the firemen at school, and I entered a contest. We were to write a narrative about the firemen, what they do and all of this for Fire Prevention Week. And so I entered that contest and I won. I won a whole dollar. But I was so excited. I was ecstatic. And I ran to my teacher and I said, "Oh, can I go call my mom? I have to call my mommy and tell her I won a dollar." And looking back on it, it was so funny, but I was so proud of that dollar.
I can understand that. I can understand that.
Back then, a dollar was something, you know.
Yes. Yes, it was. Yes, it was. What advice would you give for young couples?
Oh my goodness. Work hard. Be honest. Stay out of trouble. Don't overspend. Don't start out with the best and with a lot of bills. Start out lower and work your way up to where you want to be, to where you can afford, and stick with it. Just do what you can afford.
I want to ask you, now that we're just going to get into a little bit of religion,
mm-hmm.
Have you experienced any miracles?
Well, actually, I look at me being here as a miracle.
Okay.
Because everything just worked out the way it was supposed to be. And I look at that as a miracle, as what I am, where God wanted me to be. Because I just suddenly realized that I had to move up here close to my boys. And I was, my health was not great. And it's been great here. It's been wonderful. So I look at that as a miracle.
Okay. When you meet God, what do you want to say to him?
Oh. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. All right, we're going to conclude this interview. That's all I've got to say for you. Thank you very much.